Hello, friends. Welcome to Sex Cult Radio, episode 27, Becoming the Sexual Vessel or Playing the Third. So today's episode is going to be about being the third in a threesome at times, or becoming a, what I've been thinking about is becoming a sexual vessel, perhaps making a custom video from one partner to another, or perhaps being a minister or wedding officiant, all of the various ways that we might play the third, and perhaps step into an existing couple, or perhaps a threesome, or whatever form power of three fits you. But before we get into that, the sex worker shout out of the day is Chuck Ferry. I've been following their work for a couple of months now. They are a sex worker out in Portland, I believe. I really, really love their aesthetic and vibe. I believe one of their pronouns is alien. Go check them out. I think you'll really, really dig their stuff. I'm a huge fan of their bondage and not safe for work stuff, but I know they post a lot of really hilarious TikToks and safe for work things as well. So go check them out. I think you'll have a blast. And before we get into the meat of today's episode, the super low pressure happy ask, if you are able to contribute to any way to this organization that I haven't even told you about. My name is Callie Rain, for those of you I haven't met. I am a sex worker extraordinaire and the what we call High Priestess at the Abyssian Union. Sometimes that title feels a little highfalutin, but it stems from our love and appreciation for tarot, mysticism, the pagan arts, if you will. So it sounds like a very fancy title, but it is one to describe my job essentially at the Abyssian Union, which is a 501c3 religious nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. And one way we do that is by celebrating the fuck out of sex workers and all of their kick-ass, amazing, beautiful work that they do. So if you are able to contribute financially in any way today, you can make a tax-deductible donation at abyssian.org, A-B-Y-S-S-I-A-N. Or if you're not able to contribute financially, if all you can offer today is the power and privilege of your attention and focus, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know it's been a really tough year for a lot of folks. It's been a tough year for a lot of service workers, myself included, being a full-service sex worker. So please do not stress. But if you are able to contribute to what I've been calling the passing of the gas mask, we would very, very much love and appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think that's probably a good time to take a break. When we come back, I will talk about playing the third. Hello, and welcome back to episode 27, Becoming the Sexual Vessel or the Sexual Channel or Playing the Third. And now that I think about it, when I say becoming the sexual vessel, that reminds me of these stories, these narratives of when someone is a divine channel from the heavens and earth. So it doesn't necessarily have to be here within the human realm. That is something that priests and religious workers do, essentially, is they become this vessel between the spirit realm and here. Although, now that I'm saying that, I don't mean to say that that's the only way to connect to your spirituality, of course, but I'm using that as an example of another way that we see this example of playing the third specifically within spirituality. Sometimes it's within threesomes and sometimes it's within church. And speaking of church and traditions and religious gatherings and et cetera, et cetera, one thing that had inspired this episode was I was asked I'm so, so honored and touched, and it was the first time I had ever done this before, but I was asked to officiate a wedding recently, and this reminded me of this concept that I've been thinking about playing the third, specifically within spirituality, because another area in which I see this beautiful embodiment of playing the third, of becoming this channel of love from one person to another, or people to another, is through this role of becoming a wedding officiant. And in this aspect, I really, really love being that person, playing that role. I really, really love making custom videos for partners or bachelor and bachelorette gifts. There's something to me that really, really just makes me super happy and honored to play that role and to to be a connecting vessel to people. And likewise, vice versa, I really love finding someone who has a chemistry that I feel can play that role for another partner in me. For example, on a previous episode, I was talking about one way you can support sex workers is by buying a custom video for a partner or a loved one or a friend, which I have done a few times this year for my girlfriend and another partner of mine. I ordered a custom video from a sex worker for them for their birthdays, and I really love being on the other side of that as well, being an area of one side of love that gets transferred and channeled through another person or people, because I feel that adds to whatever love, whatever energy, whatever ether we're playing in and creating. So I personally love that experience from being the channel, the vessel, and also being a person who is on the receiving end or giving end of that transfer of love and energy. Another thing that comes up is another thing that had inspired this topic was my boyfriend and I were talking about how this issue of couple privilege has come up a few times in polyamory, for those of you non-monogamous and poly folks, because you want to be careful of that as well, or you want to be mindful of what some people refer to as couple privilege or unicorn hunting. And essentially what this means is using someone for their sexual energy, for their sexual gifts, their time, what have you, without any consideration for their autonomy, their wants, et cetera, et cetera. And to give you a solid example of what that would look like, let's say my partner and I are super, super jazzed to have a threesome with someone, and we're like looking online and swiping on Tinder and doing our best to get a threesome. And all we think about is our needs and what we want. And if we find a person who says, actually, I'm not really into the idea of a one-night stand with a couple, I'm really looking for another partner, or I'm looking for something more deep or more long-term. So that's sort of the flip side of this, is while there is a ton of beauty and love and gifts and so much goodness to playing the sexual vessel or playing the third or asking someone to be a part of it, you want to be mindful of making sure that they are indeed a third and not a tag-along. So an area in which I've seen this happen before, or I've heard echoes and waves of this, is when a couple might say, we really want a girlfriend, but we don't want her to date any other guys, or we don't want her to date any other couples or what have you. That is an example of not honoring the other person's autonomy, not honoring their wishes. So you want to be mindful of that as well. While there is tons of love to grow and flourish and develop, you want to be mindful of the fact that you are bringing another person into this energy that you are creating and not just using them. I think that's all of the thoughts that I have today. It was a relatively short episode of Sex Cult Radio today, but a fun one. Like I said, this topic is really near and dear to my heart, and I am really excited to share it with you. And that's all I have for you today. I'm going to go play around with some cosplay schemes and some decrim schemes. And also, before I head out, thank you, thank you, thank you, massive thank you to all of my OnlyFans Pro subscribers. I just made a premium account, so you can check out all of my new stuff, and I'll be uploading all of my old stuff as well for a premium page. I also have a free page, but I just signed on this week, and I already have 9 fans, I think, man, thank you guys so much, because it's a super new account, and it really means a lot to have support right off the bat. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Massive shout out to my OnlyFans Pro subscribers. Y'all are awesome. That's it for today. My name is Callie Rain. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.